This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Oh, no. Have I become the guy who wants to talk about life insurance with you? There are many kinds of life insurance, among them the one where someone else gets the money when you die. Then there's the one where you pay in over many years and then get a regular check from the insurance company when you are older. Now, a group of insurance companies has agreed to a $763 million settlement over unpaid life insurance benefits. Adrian Hill from Marketplace Bunny is here. Morning, Adrian.
Hey, David.
So talk me through this. What were the insurance companies doing?
So basically, let's say you have a friend who has a life insurance policy, and he has that type of life insurance policy where they actually send you a check. There's an annuity towards the end of life. So the insurance companies were looking at this poorly named Social Security Death Master File to find out if your friend had died so they could stop sending those annuity payments.
Which sounds like good business practice. Find out if, in fact, the person has reached the end of their life and adjust accordingly.
It does. Now, the problem here is that in the other type of life insurance, where there was a beneficiary, where they needed to send a lump sum check when he died, these insurance companies weren't checking that same death master file. They weren't in a rush to find out this guy died because they'd have to write the big check.
Not good.
No. Now, it gets a little worse. Auditors said that in some cases, when your friend who passed stopped sending their premiums, instead of actually going out and trying to find out if this person died or not, the insurance companies drew down the value of the life insurance to pay the premium going forward.
They essentially pretended the guy was still alive, assumed maybe he just wasn't paying his monthly bill, and dipped into his pot of money to keep the policy going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like stealing from a dead person in some senses.
It does.
So who's going to get money from the settlement?
Well, we're talking $760 million. I talked to somebody at the state of California who's involved. They expect this is going to go to more people and probably smaller sums. So he was guessing we're talking sort of in the range of $20,000 kind of policies here. So a lot of people.
Okay, are there some lessons for those of us who are just trying to proceed with our insurance in a prudent manner?
Yeah, absolutely. The experts I talked to say the most important thing is to let your beneficiaries know that these policies exist. Don't keep them a secret. Don't make it a surprise.
Don't wait until you're dead tell them.
Exactly. The second piece of advice I got is to make sure you're in touch with your insurance companies on a regular basis. Make sure they either make contact with you or you with them at least once a year so everyone knows where everyone is.
Adrian Hill of Marketplace Money, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.